It is sometime after 4:30 in the morning on July 28, 2013, and I just had a quick thing that I wanted to ponder with those of you that would be interested in such things. Why is it that the Mac, which is a very nice computer in general, you know, it's a fairly powerful system for what it is, you certainly get what you pay for, in my personal view, on the Mac. But why is it that the Mac, at least the laptops, and I don't know about the desktops, I haven't really had a detailed look at one, but the Mac laptops have two USB ports. That's it. Just two. Most PCs, at least the ones that I've seen, and the ones that I've had experience with, have at least four USB ports. Two on either side of the computer. And generally that would be enough. But the Mac, for as much as you pay for it, you only get two USB ports. And I'm not even sure if they're USB 3.0. I think they are, in the case of my MacBook that I have, my 13-inch MacBook Pro. I think those are USB 3.0 ports, but I'm not sure if they're USB 2 or USB 3. But either way, it's like, why do they only give you two USB ports? Why not give you the other two? There should be enough room on the other side of the case, even without disturbing the super drive or the whatnot. And of course, if you have a MacBook Air, you know, you're not going to have a super drive, so you have less room because there's less computer there, but you know what I mean, though. It's like, okay. And of course, ironically enough, the upper end Macs do away with one of the key features I like, and that's an Ethernet port. I mean, there's a solution for that, but just the fact that you're actually losing a feature by upgrading your Mac is kind of weird. Let's pay more and lose a feature. You know, you can get it back simply enough with a Thunderbolt to Ethernet adapter, but you know, and Thunderbolt, I hear, is pretty fast, but you know, really, who in the heck uses Thunderbolt other than Apple? I mean, but they certainly make it prominent. It's definitely there. And I feel fortunate that I have one of the last computers that will come stock with useful stuff built into it. Ethernet and the two USB ports that you do get. But I just wonder why that is. I mean, because like I've got two hard drives, plus I have a USB keyboard, and I actually want to get another USB keyboard for when I use the Windows side of my Mac. If I get tired of remembering which key does what on the Mac, you know, remembering that, you know, Command is not Alt in Windows, that it is in fact Windows. You know, if I just get tired of that, I can plug a Microsoft keyboard into the only other USB port I have available. And since I have my Apple keyboard hooked up, I really only have one USB port available. So if I want to hook up anything else, I'd have to get one of those USB hubs, which I probably might do eventually, but it just, I don't know, to me it just seems weird. Like, everybody else gives you four USB ports, Apple gives you half that. It's workable, but it's like, why? How many do you get on the, how many do you get on the desktops, I wonder? I wonder if you also only get two USB ports. I need to look at the specs on the desktop machines. Should I really bother investing in one of those? Maybe sell this laptop that I have, this other laptop, and put the money towards it? I don't know, probably not, but I'm just curious. I mean, what are you guys' thoughts? Why does Apple only give us two USB ports instead of four, like I would expect? Because four would be plenty. It works, but it's just kind of one of those weird, bizarre things. Anyway, take care. Have a good day. See ya.